Now let's hear from some actual men talking about being princes.
I'm John, and this is actually the stage I wanted to talk about because it's been the most impactful. June of 95, I started my own business, and I would say that's about the same time that I moved into Late Prince. And that same week, we got pregnant with our son, so it was like, whammo. And it was when the World Wide Web was really big, and we were spending a lot of time on the internet. And I was home-based the first 14 months, and it was really hard for her seeing me at home working. And it really wasn't until 6 years later when she took Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, when she heard this information, you know, it was kind of like a, oh, I got it, now I know. And we caught back up, but those years until then, neither of us really understood what this tension was. And she was mourning her single life and wondering where the night was. And it was me working at night, not the night taking her out. So it was really tough, and we did make it through, but it was good that we had that information afterwards to kind of like take apart what occurred, but it was really, really challenging for both of us. I remember that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I guess I really identify with the stage because I'm in it.
Awesome.
I had built my own kingdom in the 20s. Well, not my own kingdom, but going off in my career. And I really used that to impress women and eventually got married and divorced along the way. And then what I learned is, gosh, it would really be nice. There's that old saying, keep the girl who brung you to the dance or something like that. And it's like, gosh, now that I tore down that kingdom, and I want to rebuild a different kingdom, and it would be really nice to be with a woman who would share that same conviction as me and to kind of share the joy of building it.
Ah.
So, yeah, but, you know, that's just my own romantic way of thinking.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's what the heart wants, because I didn't really like having to use, like, a career to try to impress a woman. It's like, I just want to be able to do it from the heart. This is where I'm going with my life. It'd be nice if you could follow me along this juncture. And then, you know, if it works out, we have both something to celebrate together.
So. Hi. I was a pretty adventurous knight. I started emergency medicine before there was such a thing as emergency medicine, and was one of the pioneers in that. And as I got into that, got married, and was still a knight. And the being married was an adventure, and it was just wonderful. And then my daughter's here with me tonight. And go ahead and stand up. you'll see what happened.
Hi, Ren.
Isn't she beautiful?
Yes.
I delivered her about 29 years ago, last month.
Wow.
And my life completely changed. The night died.
Yes.
That was when I became a full-fledged middle prince.
Yes.
And it was then very clear. I can remember the look in her eyes as if it was just happening right now. And it was the most profound, wonderful experience that just altered my life joyfully from then on. And I'm just thankful for that opportunity.
Well, how appropriate.
Ah.
Well, because that's exactly what I'm going through. I'm on career two, which means I was, nose to the grind on my own without the wife. And then at the end of it, picked up the wife, but then changed career. The first one I was in on my own, and this one, it's a partnership. We are building this thing together.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And her support is my strength. Knowing that she's right behind me is what keeps me going 12-hour days, you know, coming home to the kids, and she's carried the entire load all day long with the little monkeys, you know, and she should be on the floor, but she smiles because I'm home. I mean, it's just, she is so on my side, I don't know what I would do without her. So.
What's your wife's first name?
Nancy.
Nancy. Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You're amazing.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I've done, two workshops?
Yeah.
And this tonight, it blows my mind. I mean, you're so on it. I mean, that's all. You're so on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not completely exactly sure about all these stages, but I'll just kind of tell you a little bit about a career that I've had, and that I put my nose to the grindstone and worked all-nighters and, you know, 60, 70-hour weeks, and built up and finally got to a point where I don't have to do that anymore. And now I'm moving on, and I want to do I'm my own business, and in a position to do that. And my wife and I want to start, I want to do it together with my wife. And I've been looking at all kinds of different careers, and, you know, I'll start focusing on something, and it's not quite right, and my wife doesn't quite support it, and I just completely lose all energy and focus around it. But we've kind of found something that seems to work together.
Yeah.
And it's so important that I know that she supports it and is behind it. And I just know that I can't do it without her. I don't know why that is, but I've done this whole other career without her.
Right.
But this one, I want a partnership, and I want to do it together. And if she's not behind it, it's not going to happen. And I it's just what is, you know.
So. Hi, Mark. I've hated being a prince for a long time. And I got the amazing development of Men's CD, and I listened to it a while ago. And the most powerful sentence in there about princes is that really freed me from resisting being a prince was that Allison says, they're painfully aware of what they can't provide. And that was a massive revelation. I just didn't know why I was, you know, kicking my butt about being a prince and what I can and can't provide until I realized, oh, that's what I'm about.
Yeah.
And to understand that, I was like, oh, I can kind of let myself off the hook and go, this is what I'm about. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's neither good or bad. It's just this is the way it is. And I don't have to, you know, apologize for that. I still don't necessarily like it because it can be rough because you get faced almost every day, almost every hour. It's kind of like the voice that women have about always never being perfect. It's like sometimes I have it. I'm not providing that. I can't provide that. But so it's difficult. And to have support, like those guys that are sharing, like Andre and Tom, they're like, oh, I have a woman who's supporting me. And like, that would be amazing. What would that be like?
Yeah.
So that's my share.